This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A video taken by a drone over portions of the Aspen Acres fire in southern Colorado shows pockets of devastation through parts of Beulah. Homes reduced to ash are surrounded by seemingly untouched trees. Other houses in the video remain standing. An estimated 265 structures have been destroyed and many more damaged. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office says it released the video to show what conditions look like and for transparency. Unauthorized drones remain prohibited over the fire. Air quality in much of Colorado has not been good recently because of the wildfires. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The State Health Department issued air quality health advisories for wildfire smoke for large parts of central, southern, and southwestern Colorado. Cheryl Magsiman is an epidemiologist with Colorado State University.
We recommend being air aware, and that means checking your air quality and trying to, if you can, adjust any activities that would result in prolonged exposure to poor air quality.
She suggests moving outdoor exercise to mornings when air is usually better. Also, when air is smoky, try staying indoors and using air filtration units. But remember to change dirty filters. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
On that front, there is some good news for the Front Range today. For the first time in several days, there is not an ozone alert in place. The State Health Department says afternoon storms will help limit ozone concentrations. The National Weather Service says those showers today will start in the high country in the early afternoon, then move down across the Front Range and the plains. Some of those storms on the Northeast Plains could be strong or severe. This is CPR News.